And now for one of my favorites, a loving kindness meditation. Before we get started, just take a minute to settle yourself into a comfortable position. I find the best way for me is to sit up in a chair with my back supported. I like to be upright but not overly rigid. You can then place your hands on your lap or by your sides, whatever feels comfortable to you, and place your feet on the floor. I also find that it's helpful if I close my eyes, but not everybody's comfortable with this. If you're a person that feels uncomfortable with your eyes closed, just pick a spot somewhere in the room and try to keep your focus on that spot. Now, if you're ready to start, all you have to do is follow the sound of my voice. So first, just notice any big thoughts, feelings, or sensations that you might be having right now. Life is busy. Sometimes it's very difficult, so it's not always easy to jump into being mindful or to doing a practice of meditation. With all that's going on out there in the world and all that's going on in our own inner worlds. So the first thing is just notice what's happening inside of you. And when you're ready, see if you can just gently set all that stuff aside. And try to really focus on the sound of my voice. And if you find your mind has wandered, that's okay. Just bring your attention back to my voice when you notice that your attention has strayed. That's going to happen. That's completely normal. Now, I'm going to ask you to use your imagination a lot with this one. So try to hang in there with me. I know this might not be your usual thing, but try to give it a go if you can. Okay, so the first thing I want you to do is to think of someone whom you love very much. This person should be someone that you have a really good relationship with or someone who you admire greatly. Picture that person in your mind right now. Now, it can be anybody. Some people choose a parent or a brother or sister. Of course, many might choose their spouse, their partner, a neighbor, a friend, a cousin, a teacher. It doesn't really matter who you choose. But it should be somebody for whom you have a lot of love and respect for them. So I want you to imagine that you're sending this person some kind of a parcel containing all of the nice things that you think and feel for them. Imagine every single nice thought or warm feeling of love, kindness, peace, happiness. All of your well wishes from the past, all of your well wishes for the present and the future. Imagine that you can send all that to them right now. So imagine yourself doing that right now. And imagine that the very act of you imagining sending it can actually be received by them. So the very act of you sending them all your love and good wishes can actually help to make their day brighter or easier. That you can make them feel safer or happier or more at ease. Just by the very act of you imagining it and wishing it so. Imagine that you can send them this parcel of love and kindness. And they can be there at the other end to open it up. And maybe inside they can take out what's inside your parcel. And imagine they can somehow wrap it around them or carry it with them, like some kind of a protective cloak or an invisible shield or, you know, the kind of a comfort blanket a child might have when they're small. And it might keep them safe and warm throughout all the moments of their days. So imagine seeing this person right now. Wrapped up in all that safety and warmth and loveliness that you've sent them from your heart because of how much you care for them. It must feel nice. Take a moment to imagine it and take a moment to really feel it. What it feels like to send that and what it feels like to imagine that they've received it. See if you can just breathe that in, what that feels like. Now I want you to pick a different person. this person should be kind of neutral. Someone for whom you have no particular feelings of love or hate. Maybe it's some distant cousin or somebody you pass on the way to school or work. Maybe they're out there walking their dog. Maybe it's the postman or a person who works in a local shop that you attend. Have you got somebody in mind? Take your time. It doesn't really matter who you choose. It just should be some sort of a neutral person. Someone you don't have strong feelings for. Now I want you to imagine that you're sending this person the same kind of a parcel that you sent to the person you love. So remember that this parcel is containing all the nice things that you think and feel for them. So even though this is a neutral person, I want you to imagine you're going to send them all the best wishes that you can muster up. Every single nice thought or warm feeling, of love, of kindness, of peace, of happiness. All your well wishes from the past, for the present and the future. Imagine you can send all of that to them right now, just with the very act of your imagination. See yourself doing that right now. And again, I want you to imagine that the very act of you imagining yourself doing it can actually be received by them. So the very act of you sending them all your love and good wishes can actually help to make their days brighter. That you can make them feel safer and happier or more at ease just by the very act of you imagining it and wishing it so. Imagine you can send them this parcel of love and kindness and that they can open it up. And wrap it around them or carry it with them like some kind of a protective cloak or invisible shield. Something that keeps them safe and warm, however you might imagine that. But something that keeps them safe and warm throughout all the moments of their days. Now imagine seeing this person now. Wrapped up in all that safety and warmth and loveliness that you've sent them from your heart. Because you've chosen to send it to them. Because you have kindness in your heart and goodness in your being. That must feel nice. Take a moment to feel this. Really breathe it in. It isn't always as easy to picture this with somebody who you don't know well, but I want you to try. Try to imagine you've sent it. Try to imagine they've received it. Now I'm going to ask you to do something that's even harder. This one is sometimes a bit of a stretch for people, but I want you to give it a go. I want you to think of a person with whom you have a difficult relationship. Maybe it's somebody who you're close to, but you've been fighting with them, and it's really hard to like them right now. Maybe this person is very close to you and you're just not at ease with them right now because of some fight or something you've done or something they've done and it's really hard to let it go. Or maybe this is a person from the mobile phone company. You've just had a big argument over your bill. Or maybe it's a teacher. Gave you a really bad mark on a test and you didn't think you deserved it and you're really angry about it. Maybe it's your parent that won't let you do something you really want to do. Or an ex-girlfriend or boyfriend or partner or friend. You choose the person. But it should be a person who you're really finding it very hard to love right now. Somebody for whom you may be having a lot of difficult or angry or negative thoughts. Every time this person pops into your head, it's not a nice thing. It's, you know, kind of an angry place. Or a difficult place. So now, even though it's hard, the next thing I'm going to ask you to do is I want you to try to imagine you're going to send this person the same kind of parcel that you sent the person you love and to the neutral person. So remember that this parcel is containing all of the nice thoughts and feelings that you have inside you, even though it might be really hard to muster them up for this person. But I want you to try. Remember, this is an exercise in your imagination. So even though this is a person that you, it might be really difficult for you to have feelings of love and kindness towards them, I want you to imagine that you're still, even though it's hard, you're still going to send them the best wishes that you can possibly muster up. Every single nice thought or warm feeling of love, kindness, peace, and happiness. All of your well wishes from the past, for the present, and the future. And imagine that you can send all of this to them right now, just by choosing it, and just by choosing to use your imagination in this way. So I want you to see yourself doing that right now. Really picture it in your head. I know this can be quite hard, but just try to send them every bit of love and kindness that you have inside of you. And of course, this isn't going to be as easy to imagine sending this to a person you're struggling with as it would be to imagine sending it to a person who you love very much. But again, I just want you to try. And again, I want you to imagine that the very act of you imagining it can be really received by them. The very act of you sending them all your love and good wishes can actually help to make their days brighter, even though they may never know that this parcel was sent by you. And I want you to imagine that you can make them feel safer and happier or more at ease just by the very act of you imagining it and wishing it so. Imagine you can send them this parcel of love and kindness and maybe forgiveness, and that they can open it up and wrap it around them and carry it with them like some kind of protective cloak or invisible shield to keep them safe and warm throughout all the moments of their days, even the darkest and most difficult ones. Now imagine seeing this person now, wrapped up in all that safety and warmth and loveliness that you've sent them from your heart because you've chosen to do this and because you have kindness in your heart and goodness in your being. How does that feel? I know that must have been hard, but I have a hunch that this feels nice too. Take a moment to feel this. To breathe in your own generosity. Just breathe that in. It's a big ask. See how you did. Notice how you feel. It's okay if you didn't manage it this time. The important piece is being open and willing to try. Finally, I'm going to ask you to do the hardest one of all. I want you to imagine seeing yourself in a mirror right now, just as you are, with all the highs and lows and the bits you like and the bits you don't like quite so much. Really see yourself in your mind or your imagination right now. Now I want you to imagine that you are sending this person, yourself, the same kind of parcel you've been sending to other people. And remember again that this parcel is containing all the nice things that you think and feel. Even though that's often really hard to send these positive and supportive thoughts and feelings to ourselves, I want you to imagine you're going to send yourself the best wishes that you can muster up. Every single nice thought or warm feeling of love, kindness, peace, happiness. All of your well wishes from the past, those for the present and for the future. And imagine that you can send all of this to yourself right now, just with this very act of your imagination. See yourself doing that right now. And again, I want you to imagine yourself receiving this package of love and kindness, opening it up, somehow taking it out of the box. And imagine that the very act of you sending yourself all of that love and good wishes and kindness, and that can actually help to make your day brighter. That you can make yourself feel safer and happier or more at ease just by the very act of you imagining it and wishing it so. So imagine yourself now that you've opened up this parcel. You've taken out this cloak of love and kindness, and you can wrap it around yourself now or carry it with you. However you imagine it. I like to think of a protective cloak or kind of a comfort, some kind of a comfort blanket, like a small child might have, or maybe an invisible shield that keeps you safe and warm throughout all the moments of your days. So imagine seeing yourself now wrapped up in all that safety and warmth and loveliness that you have sent to yourself from the bottom of your heart, because you've chosen to send this to yourself. And imagine also that you know how to accept this gift. Because it turns out, even though you might not always believe it, it turns out that you have kindness in your heart and goodness in your being. Even though I think it's often really difficult to give this love and kindness to ourselves. How does that feel? Take a moment to notice and to feel what you're feeling. You don't have to squash it or push it away or ignore it. Take a moment to feel it. Breathe it in. Sit there with it. Most people find sending themselves love and kindness to be the most difficult of all the exercises. I think that's funny. You'd imagine it would be harder to send it to somebody you were fighting with. But actually, I think most people find it hardest to send it to themselves. And you might not get there the first time, but I think the important part of all these practices is being willing to use your imagination and being willing to try. See how that sits with you. That you've just received a loving kindness package that you have sent to yourself. Are you able to do it? Take your time sitting with that. When you're ready, and as always, there's no rush. Open your eyes. And just come back somehow more fully to the room. Bring your attention to the room around you. And have a good stretch. That feels nice.